The Philadelphia Orchestra under Yannick Nézet-Séguin with the moderato from Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, that symphony by Rachmaninoff is just some of the hefty repertoire explored by the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra this season. Their spring concert was just a couple of weeks ago on April 25th. And was quite the finale for these young musicians, with additional works by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Korngold, and William Walton. Well, this after a season working with their new conductor, Nicholas Sharma, on symphonic music by Mendelssohn, Schoenberg, Sibelius, Rimsky-Korsakov, and more. The TSYO is one of the TSO's long-standing education initiatives. Yours truly was Principal Viola there once upon a time. It is tuition-free, offers outstanding young musicians 22 and under a unique life-enriching experience working in close association with members of the TSO. And here to reflect on his experiences with the TSYO this season is violist Sam Taleby. Sam, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How long have you been with the orchestra?
So I've been playing with the TSYO for 2 years now, two complete years.
Okay, and where are you at in your music studies?
So funny enough, although I play viola in TSYO, I'm actually studying violin at the University of Toronto.
Okay, and so why the, why the double life, I guess?
Well, honestly, I kind of think that it's a great opportunity to do another instrument as well. And I think a lot of the repertoire that we've done through the TSYO is repertoire that I've played on the violin. And I think just playing it on another instrument just gives me more background and knowledge on the symphonic repertoire and what we play.
Yeah, prior to the TSYO, what kind of orchestral experiences have you taken part in?
So honestly, not a whole bunch, but I've played with my school orchestra, and then I was a member of Orchestra Toronto for some time, and I was also a student at the Oscar Peterson School at the Royal Conservatory, so I had some orchestral experience there as well.
Okay, and looking back at your time with the TSYO, how would you describe this experience so far?
I think it's been one of the most intense but enjoyable experiences I've had musically. It's an interesting dynamic because it's a group where everybody really, really cares about what they're doing. So rehearsals are quite focused and you feel that the energy is always there, and it kind of pushes you individually to make sure you know your part and you're ready for those rehearsals.
Right. Has there been a particular favorite moment this season from the TSYO?
There's been a lot. I think this season, probably one of those rehearsals probably that happened during camp weekend. Basically, we leave for 2-3 days and we kind of all stay as an orchestra. It's a great opportunity for everybody to sort of get to know each other as colleagues more personally. And I think that really strengthens everyone's connection and helps them play together as well. Because immediately, as soon as we came back, I felt that it was on a whole nother level.
That's amazing. And what kind of schedule is camp weekend? Can you paint the picture for us, like a day in TSYO camp weekend?
Yeah, in the mornings, I remember me and a few friends, we would wake up at around like 6:45 and go on a run because the scenery was amazing. And then we'd come back, have breakfast, and then around 10, we'd do like a sectional, and then we'd break into lunch, and then we'd have occasionally tutti, so full orchestra rehearsal, and then dinner, and then we'd have some evening activities. And when the Blue Jays were in the playoffs, we'd watch the Jays game as well.
That's a pretty great moment to be with a lot of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you covered a lot of repertoire this season. Was there a particular concert or piece of music that you really dug this year?
My favorite piece that we did was probably the Rachmaninoff. It was one of my favorite pieces of all time. And I'd played the violin two part before. So it was really, really interesting to kind of play the viola part and sitting next to the violin twos, pay attention to how my new part kind of fits into the old part.
Yeah, that's always a neat experience moving around. Who's the coach for the viola section?
The coach is Ivan Ivanovich.
Okay, wonderful member of the TSO viola section. How has being part of the TSYO helped you grow as a musician or a collaborator or even personally?
I think it's made me a lot better at listening to not my only my section, myself and the orchestra, but just everything that's happening around me. Because it's not just, in my opinion, about playing well, but it's about how you fit into the same kind of sound and texture that everyone else is creating. And I feel like when you focus on some repertoire for such a long period of time, it really allows you to do so. So, for example, if I play viola, but when I'm in that sort of setting, I can really listen to even wind instruments and brass instruments that have totally different timbres than my string instrument and figure out how I can sort of match their sort of sound.
This was Nicholas Sharma's first year as TSYO conductor. How was that working with Nicholas?
It was great. I really like his conducting, and it was also quite interesting to learn how to adapt to different conductors between working with the side-by-side conductor and conductors previously. It's quite a challenge, I would say, jumping around between different tempos and different styles and different downbeats. But I really enjoy working with Nicholas. I think he's amazing.
What would you say to a young musician who's thinking of auditioning for the TSYO next year?
I would say just go for it. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink whether you're ready or not. Worst case scenario, you don't get in, you try again. But regardless, you do get that audition experience. And if you're always deciding and debating whether you're really ready for that audition, when you are ready and for whatever reason it doesn't happen, it's just going to be a big blow. So I would say go for it. It's worth your time. You get great feedback. It's great.
Do you remember your first audition for the TSYO?
I do. I didn't get in my first time, but it kind of motivated me to try again. And then I got in.
There you are. Well, with two seasons under your belt, will you be in the orchestra next year?
I hope so. I will prepare the excerpts again and hope I get in.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a great season. Toi, toi, toi for your audition in the summer. And thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was TSYO violist Sam Talebi. To find out more about the orchestra, maybe you or someone you know would like to audition, go to tso.ca, click on Learn and Connect. You'll find the TSYO tab with a special link to information on auditions, which I believe take place in August. The application period opens on June 23rd. Let's hear more of what Sam and his peers sunk their teeth into this season. This is from Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin.